Greetings, is the automatically deleted husband, and yes, I missed yesterday. To my joy, Chris did come by, and we shared a meal together, and we did not go on a hike, but we did share a meal together, and we talked a good bit. He allowed me to blather on about various things about what I'm doing, because, you know, it helped keep me from thinking of other issues. But it was a joy. He shows a friendship that that is, you know, with Chris, it's very strong. But I'm finding, you know, it's like with Lynn and Gary, we were very different. But there was a unique bond up to the point of their death. And it was opposite with, you know, the gentleman I've mentioned before, John Painter, who was an excellent artist. But because I wouldn't compromise on Christ, he abandoned the relationship, which was interesting. But anyway, but Chris was here. We had a delightful conversation, and it was very encouraging. I have been working intensely on things, and unfortunately, the last several days, I've made some changes to one of my servers, which is the server for Kozlowski.org, and it's been having issues. It's been going down in the middle of the night, which is a trouble, and I'm playing with hopefully getting it fixed. Hopefully it doesn't go down tonight. We'll see. If it doesn't, I'm going to swap it out again. But I sent out a postcard today. I sent it out to Susanna. And it was a reminder of our date 15 years ago yesterday. Because that was the day of collateral murder. And so it seemed very appropriate to send the card to Susanna. And because that really is a big deal. But in the process of doing that, I was thinking, how do I improve the site? And so I'm putting in the mechanics. So on the Promise site, there are more direct links to the voicemails because they're actually on different websites. And because there's that intro series, and I've made it where there's links now, but I'm going to try to improve that to add the images for the intro series on the Promise site for two reasons. One is because obviously if somebody does get the card or looks at, you know, the Kozlowski.org/promise, I want that in front because I do think I reviewed some of those, especially the one specifically on my time at Westar. Because it's very relevant to the timing of yesterday. I think it's very weighty. But one of the things I've been working on very intently, and it happened for the first time yesterday, is, you know, years ago, decades ago, I started Shofar Nexus Development Project in the 1990s. And it has refined, matured, directions have shifted back and forth. Some of the tangents, you know, I did pursue some things with people I had an affiliation with, and that were just a way to, can I do this to generate revenue? And those things didn't work. But then worked on the areas that were more of an interest to me. And therefore, the project Shofar leaks that in 2012 and a bit of 20, I think it was into 2013, I was having some interaction in Europe. I don't think anybody domestically, but there was the Shofar coin thing where I was interacting with a gentleman in Canada for several months, and unfortunately didn't work, but it is the foundational core of how I'll be doing business with Shofar Nexus. But so there are various things like that, and of course the refinement of the ideas behind Shofar book. But I need to find a market. So because of the way things have changed with Rapid, and I'm basically not working on Rapid RMS at all anymore. So I've been focused on, and I figured I need to have a set of steps Wow, I just noticed I didn't have the video on, so it'll be audio only today. But anyway, I focus on the steps to get a foundation together, which is emails. And the difference in this case is that the emails generated by Shofar Nexus, it's not using a library of software from another vendor. It is totally Shofar Nexus. And it allows me a lot more flexibility. And it allows me, obviously, then I can take that and literally give it away. What I'm doing is doing the basic email service. And, you know, there's the, you send an email and then it's send an email, forward it to the next email server, and then receive it. The receiving I've had for some time, but the send to the server and then the forward. Well, the send to the server was operational for the first time yesterday. And I actually demonstrated to Chris, I wrote an email, just a quick email in front of him, and we sent it, and it got to the Kozlowski.org server, and you could see it there. It's now going to the next step that I wanted to do today, tomorrow, and so forth. The point being, so I have a complete email system. What does that mean? Well, you know, great, I can send emails. It's a service I can offer. But there's two twists. One, as I've mentioned, the difference is when I put the Matri protocol on top or underneath, it opens the door to untraceable stuff. And I think that will be an excellent way for a revenue generator. Excellent way. Again, I use the example of Lavabit. The gentleman who had, he had tens of thousands of customers. And one of them was a gentleman by the name of Edward Snowden. And because of that, he shut down his servers after the government came to say, give us the keys. But he's back up and running with a different technique. But I'm basically trying to do not the technique he has, but a different technique again. But part of the reason to get the basic unsecure email working is because it also has email list software. And why would I use that? Fundamentally, I want to be able to grow a list of people who may be interested in Shofar Nexus. The business side and the technology side. So separate lists. And the example I think of, because there are several of these, where back in the 90s and the 80s, what we did is in trade magazine, computer design, electronic design, and electronics, and there are a few others. These were the popular trade magazines of the day for hardware. And we took what they had in the back of the magazine was a section, set of little tiny classified ads, a section of 1/9 page ads with an image. And they got more eyeballs. And that's where we were. We were spending, it was like $500 or something, $500, whatever, an issue. And we were there constantly. And every once in a while, we got a sale here, a sale there of you know, a computer board, a display controller. And, we ended up with the, again, as I described it, as the precursor to Redbox, where it was still an alphanumeric display. We were providing the electronics for them. We were providing electronics to a bunch of them. But, you know, obviously the big one was the New York Stock Exchange. That's how we got that. And so, you know, we spent hundreds of dollars, well, thousands of dollars over the years on that, and that one sale. You know, we spent maybe even $10,000 over the period on ads, and that one sale, there was, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars of profit that paid for the advertising without beyond question. But in this case, with the email thing, especially if I have the technique where somebody, I should tell this person about this and make it grow. If that works, then it may open the door to a similar thing. I'll finally get into the front of the eyeballs as somebody says, I want this, or I want to be part of this, whatever. That is my hope. But there's another aspect to it. A couple of years ago, in my reconciliation effort, I attempted to contact people at various, Covenant Presbyterian Church and MetaView, and say, hey, I'm trying to reconcile the family. And I have those email addresses. So this email that I send every day, most days, with my voicemail, I will now send also to that list. And in it is the idea of saying, go ahead, add this person. Of course, there is the and delete me, you know, which I'm sure a large percentage, if not most, will ask for. And then, of course, there's the cross-clan list that I have that is quite old, but still, it'll get to a number of people. And we'll see if that grows. I wonder if that'll be interesting, because there are a lot of people who simply don't know. And again, these techniques have opened the door of dialogue before. I've developed some friendships because of techniques like this. From my friend in Utah to a friend in other states. And there's not anybody active. Oh, well, there was a gentleman that I was interacting with in England for a while. It's been a couple of years. But anyway, so that's coming. Lord willing, as I made this step, and because yesterday, about an hour before Chris arrived, I successfully was starting to send emails to the server. And again, the important thing, and I demonstrated it to Chris, and you know, Chris is kind of like, this is geek stuff. But what the tools show is such detail in a way that I think is clear. So if you want to, if you have a knowledge of how email works and you say, okay, this didn't work, let me look at the log of what happened. Oh, it's easy to see. Oh, this happened, and here's the problem. I suggest what I'm offering is going to be very valuable in that sense. Well, good news is I don't have the video for today, but, and of course, today is the 10th anniversary. Yesterday was that my wife abandoned me, and today is the 10th anniversary of my attempt on my own life, which I have fully repented of. But very much a reminder of that today. And I'm not giving up. So, you can't see my face right now, but Dorothy Jane, my lady, my wife, the woman I love and adore, I do love you very much. And I want you back.